Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I feel like I could spend some time with a good friend of mine, a gentleman who has been a part of the Zuma family now, I believe it's for 2 decades. At this point, holy cow, time is flying. But he is a chiropractic doctor in the great state of Delaware. He's been doing that a large majority of his career. But beyond that, a very successful businessman, successful martial artist, and a gentleman who really spends a lot of his time, in fact, just recently in an education seminar, learning more and more about how to help you and I enjoy better health and more abundance. And so I know he's excited to do this call tonight. I'm excited for him to be here. So Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
I am here. Hopefully you are hearing me tonight.
Dr. T, I can hear you loud and clear, my friend. And hey, we had some technical difficulties last week, but you are loud and clear tonight, and that's all that matters. So I appreciate you being here.
Hey, I appreciate being here, and thank everybody on the line. I'm so sorry about last week. Just the phone was going absolutely crazy. I told Ken 40 minutes after the call trying to clear it up. So it sounds like we got everything resolved tonight, and I appreciate everybody's patience and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, well, Dr. T, I know you've got a really good topic set up for tonight. One that, as I kind of hinted at the beginning of this call, I think this is going to be one of those popular shared recordings as well. So I won't steal any of your thunder. So I'm going to let you roll right into it tonight.
Thank you much. Well, I was looking at some topics and, you know, we came up with this aging gracefully through maintenance concept. And I started looking more into it. And what was interesting is, and maybe God had a little hand in moving that call last week, only because I got to sit this last weekend, Saturday, for a 10-hour educational program on anti-aging and what it is. So I thought, wow, how perfectly it ties in with what we're doing. And I'm going to hit a couple of points with that as we go through the night. But one of the first things I'm going to do, I want to read this article, and I swear to you this is not about me, although it may sound like it in the beginning, but it is from a chiropractic journal. And it says, aging gracefully, again, through postural maintenance. And so, of course, as a doctor of chiropractic, we're going to point toward the posture, but now I'm going to spin into other concepts and certainly how Zoom is certainly perfectly positioned for this anti-aging new generation that we're in. Article starts off, we often think aging gracefully means wrinkle cream, green juice, and maybe some Botox. But what if it actually starts at your feet? Not a glamour fix, but the foundation, physical structure, emotional, that lets you keep moving, keep choosing life instead of just maintaining it. I learned this the hard way, as the gentleman wrote in the article. I was in the best shape of my life after my divorce. I had finally given myself permission to play tennis again for hours each day, joyfully moving, feeling powerful. Then after a match, I helped my youngest child haul craft fair supplies in flip-flops. And suddenly I had severe, persistent heel pain. I kept playing and kept working out. 3 months later, the verdict came, a stress fracture. I hadn't tripped. I hadn't fallen. Just a slow breakdown from my left foot over the pronating, turning into the foot, my right foot overcompensating. My foundation was tipping, and eventually one side gave out. When the MRI showed that small crack, I thought, you're a chiropractor. You teach this. And here I was, sidelined with a boot and plenty of humility. That fracture was my wake-up call. My body had been whispering, something's off. But I was too busy to listen. Cuter, less supportive shoes, tight hips. I never took the time to stretch. An achy low back after patient care, and I blamed it all on being over 50. What I didn't see was the collapse of my foundation. Here's the truth. Graceful aging isn't about avoiding change. It's about adapting wisely. Your arches shift with time. Ligaments respond to hormones. Gravity is undefeated. But you can stay strong, stable, and pain-free if you respect your structure. It takes smart work. And as I read this article, I thought about us at Zuma. What's very interesting, if you want to go see today a longevity doctor, there really is none. There's none. There's no credentialing as of this phone call that states you're actually a longevity doctor. Now, there are many MDs across the country that consider themselves to work in longevity, as I do, but there's not really a specific course curriculum that you take. And I thought that interesting as I thought of our Zuma family, because you guys, believe it or not, have so much available at your fingertips that, you know, Ron Howe, Dr. Marsh, Zach, all the guys and gals at Zuma have been diligently putting together for years and have been talking about for years, not just symptoms, but also what we can do to prevent illness and then or to slow it down. Now, please, don't anyone ever get confused. This article that I read could be any single one of us. I've gone through some phases of this in my life. And so, you know, when you look at what age should you begin to start thinking about maintenance or thinking about an aging program and how you're going to do it gracefully, quite frankly, I believe our parents should start with us when we're small children. The health and wellness movement has to start the day you are born and move forward. So it becomes an automatic habit. You want to be able to change what the past has done. And just because there's genetics in your family that says you have a disease that started with a just disease, doesn't mean you need to continue on through and having to have whatever that disease might be. So I say that because as I read the article, you would be surprised, because this doctor of chiropractic certainly thought they were doing everything correct, but obviously they too were missing a piece. You know, they said what I like to talk on my calls. They said the five most dangerous words. Maybe it'll go away. So, you know, the feet is they are the foundation of the body. And so that will absolutely affect knees, hips, low back. The seminar I attended and the things we talked about were kind of interesting because it dovetailed right into what Zuma talks about. And what we've talked about, you know, yes, Ken was right. For nearly 20 years, I've been on this call talking about these same things. Structure has a direct link to function, be it internally or externally. You know, we need to throw out the old concept, no pain, no gain. I don't know where that came from, because, yes, as an athlete, as a black belt, as every one of us who's worked out, there are times you're sore, you don't want to do whatever it is you're doing, and you want to press forward, and that's fine, I understand that. But when pain is an indicator, usually if it's real pain, that there's something going on in the body you need to take a serious look at. So this article, again, I thought could pertain to any single one of us on here, because will we have things come up that we don't understand? And I heard it put very well. It said, the doc said, here's a classic case. This guy is a brilliant, one of my most respected lecturers who did the program. He has a thing called torticollis. His neck is, if you look at the neck straight on, from the middle of your forehead between your eyes down, it should be perfectly straight. His bears to one side. It curves to one side. He's had it since birth. And he's been to a million chiropractors. He's been to a million doctors of chiropractic who are neurologists. He's been everywhere. He's been to neurologists. He's been to some of the best clinics in the world. Nobody can seem to find it. But he did point out an interesting statement. He said, we have no idea of what creates this. And he said, I actually got angry about that statement, because I know there's someone who has the answer to this problem. And, of course, he was talking about our creator, God. And so he's continued to look for and continues to look for solutions. So the point of the story is, I believe all of us are going to have throughout our lifetime, if God leaves us here on the earth long enough, some symptom like that, some problem that we think we're doing everything right. We're drinking enough water. We're drinking proper hydrated pH water, mineral filled. We're taking our vitamins. We're doing our exercise. But there are things we're going to do, and we're going to have these temporary setbacks. We may never know why. We may never know why on this earth, why we have some of the symptoms that we do. And again, it all ties in, I'm going to dovetail again back to Zuma, because we look at the biomechanics from the neck all the way down to the feet. We look at exercise. That's an important part. We look at rest. Now, there's a whole topic I can do on rest that we're not going to do, and that I think we're failing to do properly, and again, as a Christian, according to the Word of God and how it could work. So tonight we're going to be focusing on nutrition, but there are things, and I want you to expand your mind, because something he said was very interesting. On some of these calls I've spoken about aging, and that I lost two very, very, very good friends to a thing called frontal temporal dementia. It's almost like Alzheimer's in your 40s and 50s, if you've never heard of it. It's a tragic and just a severe disease. One friend, as I said, looked totally great. He was probably 55. If you walked in the room, you thought, "He, this guy takes care of himself. He looked really good." But in his mind, he didn't know his wife. He didn't know his children. And the tragedy is, I knew his son very well, and his son said to me, not only did I lose my dad, but I lost my mother at the same time, because she was so full-time taking care of him. And he lasted like that over about 10 to 12 years before he passed. The second was one of our black belts, and he, had started doing small things that we've all done. Let's see, where did I put my keys? And all of a sudden, he'd walk in the house and see if his car door open. And he'd travel. He was a traveling sales guy for a company. And all of a sudden, his wife found him driving one way, the wrong way, down Route 50. He was in the northbound lane going south. Little things like that kept on. And so, again, our black belt test is very intense. It's about a 3.5-hour test. And at the end of that test, you fight four different guys, and then you break boards in four directions. And then you do 100 push-ups, 300 sit-ups, and run a mile and a half. So it's, fairly intense. The point of the story is he could do all those things, and within 12 months, his was different. He could talk to you as well as I'm speaking to you now. But every 3 months, his body shut down part of his organs. And almost 12 months to the day, we put him in the ground. So there are things sometimes we'll never know. But in this longevity class we were taking, one thing stood out to me greatly. It's watching where we are and what we do in the society that we live in. You know, we talk about all the people that live in cities and, all the pollution that's there, and is it good or bad? But one of the interesting studies is showing that people who play golf, I would have never thought of this, people who play golf on a regular basis, don't quote me on the statistic, but it's either 26 or 126 times the possibility of getting some type of cancer-related illness in their early life. And they're finding out the chemicals that they're putting on the golf courses. I mean, totally out there. When he threw this out, it blew my mind, because I had never considered that. But more so what I didn't consider is I flash back to both of my friends who played intense amount of golf. Now, how real that is, I don't have the numbers. I don't know it exactly, but I do know this guy does a lot of research, and just something to think about. You know, as a boy, we would play in cornfields. We would play army, and our guns certainly were just sticks because we couldn't afford a gun. And I can't tell you how many cornfields and soybean fields I low crawled through. And yet that's about the period of time Roundup got started, and how many of those things we ingested, not even thinking about it. And then there was a period of time in our farmlands that we want to believe is pure, that they were putting those type of chemicals, Roundup and other similar chemicals, in the, you've probably seen these large irrigation systems throughout the country. And so they were putting these chemicals in there so certainly they could spread them further and wider and not trample the ground. So we all have our vices in our worlds that we live in, be it, the city or be it the community living in. And all I can think of is the vast Midwest of like Kansas and Iowa and Illinois, the miles and miles and hundreds of miles of farmland that's out there and how many chemicals. I had a gentleman who was a very good friend of mine, a very wealthy man. He had an eighth grade education and got involved in dirt, of all things, digging dirt and building pits and all these kind of things. Became a multi-millionaire. And I'll never forget, now that I, again, was at this seminar, it brought it back up to me. He said, "Hey, Doc, listen, do you want all perfectly organic food? I mean, no chemicals and all that?" I said, "Yeah, it'd certainly be great. Can you do that?" He said, Yeah, I can do it. He said, "Now, here's the question I have for you. Probably 80% of the world cannot afford that. So do we starve that 80% and give you perfect food that might be able to afford it?" And so you begin to see the problem is far larger than just our little tiny world. And again, because God made this body to live about 100 to 120 years on this earth, now, not the time, you know, from Noah's time on, it seemed to decrease. And so why is that? Well, much of it is because of our foods, what we eat and how we eat it, and then processed foods as agriculture became a bigger business. So we need to look at these things. There's another study they showed, or not showed, but they talked about, called the Blue Zone. Some of you may be familiar with that. I had heard about it while I was in Japan. And what they have is several locations around the world that people live a lot longer. And they study these people. You know, it's not unusual for people. And again, remember, I'm trying to separate this word live from exist. You know, I've been promoting all my life that as a Christian, if God takes me home tonight, have a great party, I've had a great life. I'm in no rush to go, but if he does, I'm ready to go. But the point is, I never want to be here if someone has to push me around in a wheelchair all day and I have to be hooked up to tubes and these kinds of things. And so, you know, you want to continue to look at people who are older. What did they do? Did they smoke? Did they drink? Did they do drugs? Did they drink sodas? I mean, I have patients in my office that fully commit that they drink 2 to 3 cartons of soda a week, 2 to 3 cartons. So you can imagine what the acid level is, and they wonder why their bones are becoming brittle. So this longevity thing is, in my opinion, very multifaceted. Like I said before, we need to talk about exercise. We need to make sure people are doing some level. And what that level is, again, depends on the person, how much they've exercised. They don't want to jump into, you know, like I tell my patients, you know, we're going to start you today. You've never been under chiropractic care. So we're not going to start you off at black belt level. We're going to start you off as a 1 to 5 year old child and build you up. And we need to do that in all areas, and we need to start teaching, educating, motivating, activating, evaluating parents to do for their children what to look for. And, you know, again, another thing we talked about during the seminar is how often should you go to the bathroom and have a bowel movement, that kind of thing. As wild as it sounds, but you guys are now in the healthcare world. You need to know these things because they're going to help you. And one guy put it greatly when he said, look at a baby. Most every time they eat, it goes right through the alimentary canal, comes out the other end. Now, so I say you should have a good regular bowel movement at least once, if not twice a day. And why is that? Well, the thing I like to make an analogy of, take a raw chicken, put it in your sink, turn the heat up in the house to 98.6, leave it there for 24 hours and come back and see how well you like it. And then you will start to smell that rotting, that putrefaction. Do it for 48 hours and it's more than double the problem. So the impacted colon begins to create, I think it was John Wayne, if I'm not mistaken, those of you old enough to remember the great actor John Wayne, I think they said when he passed, he had 30 or 40 pounds of undigested food in his gut at the point in time. And again, when he mentioned that, all I could think of, again, is our great company that has been proactive for years in proper gut health. So let's turn it just a little bit before we close. And so how does Zuma fit into the picture? Well, again, we need to educate people on what to eat. And again, it depends on who you study. You're going to study different people. That blue zone I talked to you about, There's a place called Loma Linda, California. Some of you may have heard of Dr. Ben Carson. He's an Adventist, and which just means they honor the Sabbath, the true Sabbath, Saturday. But that many of them, I think 30 to 40% of them, are vegetarian. And they have a huge, huge, huge Loma Linda hospital out in California. And one of the blue zones is within, I'm going to say, 50 miles of that hospital, that people are living on an average of 20 to 30 years longer because, you know, their claim to fame is the strict vegetarian diet, no meat at all. I'm not saying I agree with that, but I'm saying that's their claim to fame. There are places in southern Japan that do it. They add some fish to their diet also. So there's all kinds of little bit different twists, but I also believe I'd like to see the deeper study that says, what was their stress level? How did they handle stress? Mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial. How did they handle those things? What did they do for their exercise program? So all these things you need to start looking at. And if you go back, as Ken had spoken of earlier, in our archives, there are many, many articles many of us have done, or and topics many of us have spoken about. Dr. Marsh does them on Wednesday, a little wellness briefing. And so there's many of these things that can apply to people that you may or may not know, even though you haven't seen those studies done or heard about them yourself. So please go back and look at those. So if I was going to work on a longevity program with a client, what would I do? Well, again, the first thing is the age. But for every single person, the very first thing I'd start them on with is our X2O. Because I just firmly believe that the body is not going to function. You know, we talk about structure as a direct link to function. Well, the internal structure of the cellular level, it must eat, it must drink, it must excrete. So how's it going to do that? Well, X2O helps to literally clean up that cell so it's not too acidic, so it can begin to absorb the water that we take in. We did a workshop this weekend for a church group. And it was interesting, the pastor was there with this huge bottle of water. And very large guy, he probably weighed close to 300 pounds. And he's, you know, really doing his best of what he thinks, first time I'd ever met him. And we got talking about, in my health talk, the three things, proper hydration, proper pH, and proper mineralization. And he almost fell out of his chair. He was the first one up to me at the end saying, man, I have been pushing this water, but you're telling me that it's probably not effective? I said, well, I'm not telling you it's not effective. What I am telling you is not the most effective as it can be if the pH is too acidic. He said, well, I get bottled water, the same line we all hear. And I said, well, you probably have the cleanest water you're ever going to get, but it's also the deadest water. There is no minerals. Usually they purify it and they take good, bad, and ugly out of it, so it's just water, and you're probably not getting at the cellular level. So my point is you're going to run into, you don't have to be Dr. Marsh, you don't have to be Dr. T. You can just listen and hear the things that are happening in our world that we can begin to help with. So the very first thing, and by the way, yes, I'm bringing him a 30-day supply of X2O, three a day, for the first month to get him started. And several others in the group will do that too. So the point is, the first round I would take is the X2O, getting them on that. And then the second level, for me, this is just me, and I'm talking about an average person with no really bad symptoms or anything, would be the Life Source. You know, and then good multivitamin, and, you know, we have minerals also in the trace minerals in the X2O. So you're getting your multivitamin mineral combination there. I like that whole essential package where we have the Life Source, where we have the omegas, where we have the Berry Balance, and where we have the assimilator. Because coming in, again, is the most important, X2O, multivitamins, but to me, getting it out. So you have to break down the foods that aren't breaking down properly, and the assimilator truly helps to do that. And then if the third thing I would put people on, again, just the average, if I was going to put a packet together for healthy living longevity, it would certainly have to be, for me, the Zyme 365 and our probiotics. Those, you know, I take daily. I'm very hooked on those. I think for gut health, you can't get much of a better program. Now, again, I want to emphasize, you know, there are people that are still going to die taking these supplements. There are people who are going to get ill once in a while. It's not 100% all the time. The bad guys are fighting us every single day. So I'm just talking about a baseline here. Now, where would I go from there for longevity? Well, the next thing I'd probably do is look at, depending on the age of the person, look at any symptoms they tell me they starting to, you know, I feel a little groggy at the end of the, after lunch in the end of the day, I feel a little fatigued. Or my mind, I just can't stay focused. You know, certainly things like focus up would be a next level for that kind of person. I have Alzheimer's in my family, or I have whatever, those things, the Revitamine, those things would be great then to add to them. Well, you know, I just can't lose this 10 pounds. Well, we certainly have our metabolic system, so we could put people on that. So it just, you have to look at for longevity. I it used to be 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I can tell you on most days I don't eat that many, and now it's gone up to 7 to 9. I don't believe there's a possible way to eat enough proper foods for our longevity that we have to supplement. And I'm just reaching out again to Zuma saying, I thank you. And as the pastor asked me, he says, so you believe this is the best program that you can be on? And I said, here's what I believe. I trust these people with my life. I've been with them over 20 years. I believe what they're doing, they do to the highest standards they can possibly find and try to keep a price that's fairly reasonable, because this stuff, if you've looked at the ingredients, it's incredibly expensive to do what Zuma does for us. And so, yes, there may be other formulations out there that are good, and some you should try that maybe we don't utilize. But the reality is 90% of what I do comes from Zuma because of my trust factor and because of now my 20-year track record with them, and I deeply appreciate that. And that's what you want to look at when you're looking at the health of a new generation that we speak of. So with that, that's a good baseline, a good foundation. Longevity has to do with trying to do all the correct things. You know, cut down on your alcohol consumption. Increase your exercise activity level. I love this one other phrase he had about stress. You know, people say, I just can't help it. You know, I'm stressed. And then he makes a deal with him. He says, okay, I'll tell you what. Whether you stress 1 hour or you stress all day, it's the same benefit, zero. So why don't you just pick like a half hour a day where that's your stress time, where you get to worry about everything there is to worry about, and then after that it's off the table. Go back and then think about it. Figure out how to figure out the problem. And so I like that idea. Stress, again, comes in physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, nutritional. And so Zuma's job is to really help with that nutritional package, and our team does a great job of trying to put together the whole wellness picture for you. So with that said, I know I took a little extra time, but Dr. Marshall, I'm going to turn it back to you. Thank you for allowing me a second shot at this.
I appreciate it. No, not at all. And gosh, you covered a lot of great ground tonight. And I'm just going to pick up on one of the things that you touched on. And that is the fact that, you know, you were talking about how supplementation is almost at a place where it's no longer optional.
Yes.
I'm a huge believer in that, only because the reality is, and if we're all honest with ourselves, we know that if we really wanted to get the most from what we eat and drink every day, then all of us would be making these perfect food choices, right? We'd be eating nothing but grass-fed. We'd be eating grass-fed and grass-finished meats. We'd be nothing but wild-caught fish. We'd eat nothing but organic fruits and veggies. You know, I mean, and while that sounds wonderful, and I think probably everybody who's health conscious tries to do that, the reality is it's 2026. We live in the real world, and we know we're going to oftentimes be eating foods that aren't of the best source, that maybe, especially if we go to a restaurant, we have no idea oftentimes where it was grown, how it was raised. We know none of that. And so I realize that, you know, the supplementation piece isn't just for strange health-conscious people like those of us listening tonight. It's really become a necessity because the average person's diet just cannot, sadly, provide anymore all the detailed nutrition that the body needs. The worst part about that conversation, and then I'll go ahead and close our call tonight, is that it's not just maybe what we're not getting, but more importantly, sometimes when we're eating low quality or highly processed foods. It's the other junk that ideally we don't want to be getting, and then we're asking our bodies to deal with that on top of it. So I love the idea, this take-home message that, you know, do the best you can, make the best decisions you can as often as you can, but knowing that we still live in the real world and we're still real human beings that aren't going to do everything perfectly every single day when it comes to our health habits. Man, forgive yourself of those sins, if you will, by making sure your body's fortified with the nutrients it needs that it's probably oftentimes lacking from our modern food supply. That was one of the take-home messages for me in your talk tonight.
Beautiful. Yes, and that well recaps the whole call, because that's what it is truly all about. We're human. We're going to eat, you know, too much pizza, you know, where I should eat a slice and I'd be okay, but no, I end up eating four slices, you know, or I'll have a Coke once in a while, or, you know, those who have alcohol will have a little alcohol. So, yes, we're not perfect human beings. We're not in a perfect world, but for longevity, the more of those things we can look at and watch the biomarkers that our parents may have had, cholesterol, whatever you're looking at, can be lowered with a great help of nutritionals. So, again, thank you again, Ken, and thank you for the 20 years, my man.
You're welcome, brother. I appreciate you being part of the family here. And, guys, thanks for being on this call tonight. As always, we appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule to be here. And a reminder, again, this has been recorded. We encourage you to use this information, share it with people you know who could benefit from it, and introduce them to the incredible benefits that Zumba provides to their bodies. So, guys, thanks again for listening in. Take care, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Good night, everybody.